It is one thing to sort of want civility and to be and to take umbrage when it's one of your friends, when it's one of your own colleagues. But like you said, there's a whole country out there and a lot of people, at least in my Twitter timeline. And it's a delicate thing because, you know, obviously everybody is wishing the congressman well and hoping that he recovers.
Sure.
But Steve Scalise has a history that we've all been forced to sort of ignore on race. He did come to leadership after some controversy over attending a white nationalist event, which he says he didn't know what it was. He also co-sponsored a bill to amend the Constitution to define marriages between a man and a woman. Mm-hmm. He voted for the House health care bill, which, as you said, would gut health care for millions of people, including 3 million children. And he co-sponsored a bill to repeal the ban on semi-automatic weapons. Because he is in jeopardy and everyone is pulling for him, are we required in a moral sense to put that aside at the moment?
What we're required to say is we hope he recovers, and then when he recovers, there's a renewed mindset. If a lesbian person saved your life, you should not go forward, you know, being homophobic. You shouldn't be it anyway. If you almost died, but your life was saved because you got health care, then you should apply that ethic and want everybody else the same health care you have. You know, the Bible, one of the guys that prayed, Walker, is from North Carolina, and he was saying how he prayed for everybody. Well, and he's a Christian. Well, the Bible says in Isaiah 10, woe unto those who legislate evil and rob the poor of their rights and make women and children their prey. The Bible calls whenever you just put on a face in a time of crisis but continue to do the same things, it's called making graves look good that are still full of dead man's bones. In other words, it's hypocrisy. If Congress people pray for one another, and they should, P-R-A-Y, but then if they pass policies that prey, P-R-E-Y, on the poor and on minorities and the sick, then we have a serious moral problem.